Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Good morning. Welcome to Think and Grow Rich, talking with IMA, International Masterminds, on the Organized Planning and Desire into Action.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Good morning. Again, thank you for joining us on Think and Grow Rich as you talk with or listen with us, International Mastermind Association. This morning's topic we are going to be discussing: organized planning, turning your desire into action, your thoughts into action. And today with us, we have Ms. Robin Donaldson, who is the owner of Renew Construction Services of Tampa, Florida. We also have special guest, Ms. Carol Ransom, who is an author, a playwright, and owner of High Ground Construction Services. And last but not least, we also have special butler in the studio with us today. She's an intern from CMA Construction in Miami, Florida. Good morning, ladies. Good morning, audience. Last week, or the week before, we started off speaking on moving through and working through this 12-step principles of Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. We started with the discussion on desire and your imagination and turning that imagination, those thoughts, into action plans. Before, we were moving through the 12-step principles through chapters, starting with chapter 1 and going through chapter 2, and speaking on the formation of a definite, practical, reasonable plan through which you can transform your desires into action plans. Before we jump into the meat of this material, I'm so excited because chapter 7 has so much good stuff to offer. I would like our special guests just to open up and tell a little bit about themselves and maybe how they are taking the 12-step principles and applying it or have applied it to their personal and or business, because all the women on the panel this morning are successful business owners. Robin, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you may have turned your plan, your ideas, your thoughts into a plan?
Robin Donaldson. Good morning, and thank you again for having me on the call. My name is Robin Donaldson, and I'm from Tampa, Florida, and I am the owner of Renew Construction Services, where we do post-construction cleanup and related services as it relates to construction. For me, you asked the question about my plan and how I've built my plan and as it relates to business and my personal life, and I would like to start saying, or actually, there is a quote that Napoleon Hill used. He says that you are engaged in an undertaking of major importance to you, or I'll say to me, and to be sure of success, I must have a plan which is faultless. And for me, after reading that quotation, I just really had to let it digest, because it's like I am at a crossroad, and I am planning the success of my business, the success of my life, and it has to be flawless. And in doing so, Napoleon Hill, in this chapter, he actually broke down the steps. At first, he told you to, of course, come up with that practical plan. So now he's instructing us how we build on that plan. And for me, the most important thing, Jada, was to align myself with a group of people, or as many people that I needed in order to carry out my plan for the accumulation of money. And we all know, all the callers on the phone, we all know that as a mastermind group. So that would be one of the first ways that I started building my plan. And with that being said, I know most of you on the call may not have understood or know the meaning of a mastermind. And I would just like to offer that meaning, hoping that you will understand the importance of aligning yourself with successful minded people. A mastermind group offers a combination of brainstorming, education, peer accountability, and support in a group setting to sharpen your business and personal skills. A mastermind group helps you and your mastermind group members achieve success. Participants challenge each other to set powerful goals and, most importantly, to accomplish them. The group requires commitment, confidentiality, willingness to both give and receive advice and ideas, and support each other with total honesty, respect, and compassion. And this is really the essence of a mastermind group. So once I aligned myself with needed people to carry out my plan, I was able to move forward in the organizing of the total plan.
Beautifully said, beautifully said. That is the perfect definition on how to define a mastermind group and having that support system to do checks and balances and to be a part of a group or include people that are like-minded individuals. So I really appreciate you hitting that straight on the dime with defining a mastermind group. Carol, Ms. Ransom, could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? Because you are an awesome, awesome writer, a talented writer and author, along with having multiple business endeavors as the owner of High Ground Construction, and maybe how you have developed a plan or how you have turned your desire into action.
Yes, good morning. I do want to thank you for having me as part of this mastermind group. Just speaking a little bit about myself, I am a published author. I do work as a ghostwriter for other writers. And in addition to that, I am president of High Ground Construction. We specialize in concrete, flat work, sidewalks, curbs, gutters, and that's basically what we do. Some of the basic principles I find that really help me to stay on track with what the author calls, Napoleon Hill calls mastermind grouping, is that I write everything down. Now, I know a lot of people who believe that you're going to have a really great plan. I probably don't need to write it down. So those of you who believe that to be true, what I would challenge you to do is get one notebook, keep one notebook, and write everything down. Part of my greater success has been being able to keep up with the great ideas. Because if you write them in the blue notebook today, the yellow notebook tomorrow, and on the back of an envelope every now and then, on a napkin here and there, what I would advise all of the great minds out there to do, and what I challenge you, is take 30 minutes, 45 minutes to an hour each day to collect all of your thoughts, whether you write it on the chewing gum wrapper, on the back of a napkin, or whatever. Gather your papers together and put them in one central location. I find that this has been a really great asset for me. Thanks for that question, Jada.
Yes, Carol, that is a great, great explanation of your plan and how you've applied your plan, and thank you so much for those that useful tidbit for our audience members. Please, everyone, that is a great tip. Always write everything down as much as possible when you're going through your development and thought process. We do have some audience members in the studio that have their hands up that would like to speak with us or share a comment, and we're going to go to the phone lines now to speak with some of our guest members, our audience members that would like to speak with us.
Good morning. We have the caller with the last four digits of 4440. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead and speak. We're all here.
Okay. I do have a question for the lady who is a writer. What is her style of writing, and what is her focus of inspiration?
That would be Ms. Carol Ransom.
Oh, that's correct. A very good question. I have, talking about my focus, that's a very interesting question, in fact. When I speak about my writing ability and I speak about the genre of what it is I write about, not of what I have written about previously deals with history. A lot of what I write about also encompasses social issues and the demand that present-day social issues impact communities. Basically, what I write about, there is some spiritual underlying. I'm a great planner, and so most often those types of character traits are reflected in my writing. And I'm hoping I answered your question. Did I answer your question, basically?
Yes, you have, because that's what I wanted to know. What was the genre of writing style? Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, audience member 440, for calling in and listening to us this morning on International Masterminds Association, Think and Grow Rich. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and dig deep into the chapter on organized planning, the crystallization of your desire into action.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Thank you for joining us again. Before we move off into organized planning, more into the book, we also have another guest panel member, Ms. Special Butler, who is a part of MCO Construction. She has finished her internship there. And Ms. Special Butler, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're working on as your 12-step principles, applying them with your personal goals of going off to college.
Good morning, and thank you, Jada, for also, I love being on the show because it's a really good platform, especially for what I'm doing, because I would like to become a broadcast journalist, and that's what I'm going to be majoring in and when I go to college. And so, yes, I have actually finished my internship over at MCO Construction with Ann McNeil, which was an experience, if I could say, a good experience and a very much learning experience as well. And I'm going to be starting college in January, which I'm excited about but also nervous about. I don't really know what to expect. You know, I just graduated high school, never really been around the college life and the college experience. You know, I know what everybody's told me about, you know, when I go to college, I have to remain focused, not to get distracted. I'm pretty sure there's going to be many distractions with all the boys and the parties and all that. But I'm a pretty strong person, so I know I will stay focused.
So you have actually pre-started on your steps of planning, as Robin mentioned earlier when she defined a mastermind group or getting yourself around people and involving yourself with people that have like goals, like synergy as yourself, or people that can mentor you along your journey. So I commend you already for just being in high school where you reached out, you accepted your internship with Ms. Ann McNeil over at MCO Construction. You have reached out and been involved in Blog Talk Radio. So it really sounds like you are taking to Ms. Ann's mentorship of having you connect and build relationships that will be meaningful towards your plan.
Yes, because I've always liked the professional environment, people who are already established and pretty much firm in what they're doing and who can, like you said, teach me and mentor me. That's why I was blessed to, you know, because I like to observe, you know, sit back, observe, see what people do, how they move, and all that type of stuff. So, you know, like I'm saying, when I was at MCO Construction, it was a learning experience. I sat back, I watched a lot, I observed a lot. I just take note in my head certain things, and, you know, it was just a really good learning experience for me.
Good, good, good stuff. So, Ms. Robin, what would you tell our audience and our listeners this morning, because you are a powerhouse over there in that Tampa area, what would you tell them about planning and replanning and repeat their plan going into that opening of chapter on planning and crystallization, that laser beam?
Well, what I would say to anyone who would be listening as to the crystallization, I can say that we are instructed to have a solid plan. But also when that plan falters, most people give up. And that was evident in the beginning of the book where they were talking about 3 feet before the gold. So with all that being said, this particular chapter is one of the most important chapters for anyone who's trying to accumulate any type of success, because it explains to you everything, basically all the things that's going to come against you. You're going to fail 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. We have illustrations of how Thomas Edison and other greats have failed numerous times, but it's how you look at failure is just a way of sharpening your skills. So just steadfast in any decision that you make, understanding that success is not going to come overnight is something that has to be developed. Also, in reading this chapter, again, they're given detailed instructions. They're stating if you do not do it this way, then you will not meet with success. So, again, just stay true to yourself, be persistent in your goals, and most importantly, align yourself with like-minded people. And to just say, my masterminder group, they're on this call. So with that being said, again, just walk with the same people who want the same thing that you have, and always know what it is that you have to offer to the group. Also, I'm commending Special because she's attending college. She's doing internships, which is also a necessary step that is mentioned in this chapter, your education. You have to, I mean, because we don't possess every quality that is needed in order to be successful. So education and, once again, aligning yourself or getting the key players that you need in order to be successful in the goal that you have set forth.
Very valid points, very valid points, and highlighting quitters never win, and a winner never quits is basically what Robin is sharing with us this morning on your planning and replanning. And if your plan does not work, it's not that your plan is not working. It may be just a temporary defeat in that isolated situation. So keep planning, keep revising, and keep surrounding yourself by like people. Moving along with planning the sale of service. Now, a lot of people are a little confused, or while they're thinking or writing in their journals, as Carol likes to remind us, we're all trying to figure out on how to turn our hobbies, our passions, what we truly love to do, our thoughts into revenue, into a business for ourselves. And that's where the entrepreneurship characteristics first pop out is in our thoughts and in our desires and the planning of sale of service. So also in this chapter, it gives us examples, and as Robin has stated before, it gives an outline, a plan, a work through on how you can achieve these goals. And Special, I know that with your internship and then being a part and working with the women of NABWIC and the women of IMA, International Masterminds Association, have you noticed the types of people that in this section that Napoleon Hill is talking about the two different types of people, the leaders and the followers?
Yes. In my opinion, like you said, I've worked with the NABWIC members and the IMA members, and all of you guys are leaders to me. And I'd watch you guys, and I take notes from you guys, because you guys, not, it doesn't have to necessarily do with the age difference. It's just more, I think it has more to do with the experience side. You know, you're more experienced. Like for you, for example, you have your own business, so you've already done some of the things that I'm trying to do. So listening to you guys speak and seeing how you guys move and how you carry on with your life and your businesses, I think it's great. I think it shows really good leadership, especially to those like me who are trying to get on a level that you're already on.
Right, right. And you're giving an example of unknowingly where he says in the book, be an intelligent follower, meaning you're taking notes. You're not, it's okay to follow at times, because a lot of people, when we first say follow, and everybody throws their hands up like, oh, no, no, no. But yes, it is good to be a follower. And actually, to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower.
Mm-hmm.
So until you get there, it's great to be an intelligent follower, where you are accepting and receiving the information that Ms. Ann McNeil over there with MCO Construction is teaching or exemplifying, along with all the different organizations that you work with. So I think that is awesome that you have taken notes and you already have that down packed in your journal or on your journey as well. Is there anything else that you would like to add with planning the sale of service?
Also, like, for example, yes, chapter 7 and decision making, that's also important when you're planning, because I feel like a lot of people, when they're making decisions or when they lack of trying to make a decision because they have a lot of procrastination going on. Like, I know, for example, for myself, like, nobody's perfect. I procrastinate sometimes, which is not a good trait, but I procrastinate sometimes because I don't really know. Like, say, for example, you have two really good ideas, or you have one idea that you really, really like, or you have another idea that you kind of like but you feel like may do better than the other idea. So you're procrastinating on whether, like, should I pursue it or should I not? Like, what should I do? You know what I'm saying? So procrastination has a lot to do with decision making, and that's why a lot of people they lack when it comes to making a decision. Man, and when you're making a decision, you have to narrow it down. And or for example, my suggestion was to be is like list the pros and cons of each idea that you're trying to pursue, for example, and see which one. And once you have both of them laid out, and once you have both of them, you see which one may do better for you in the future, and which one may is more of a long term goal is the one you should go with. So I feel like before making the decision, you should really sit down and make sure that this is something that you actually want to do. It's like being in a relationship or getting married. You don't want to be in that situation where you're regretful or you would have more think, well, man, maybe what if I did this and then this way may have been different. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's just better to actually sit here and go through the idea and make sure it's something that you really, really want to do before making a final decision, a big decision.
Perfect. And Ms. Carol, how would you assist or give a little tidbit to the specials of the world and the peers of her age group on that planning and that procrastination? Because she hit a good point there. With how would you advise her or advise someone to work through their planning with the planning of the sale of service and that leadership and being a follower on the fine line between the two?
You know, I really love the way she described research, because what she's telling us is that the more you learn about a specific thing that you decide that you want to do, the more research you conduct, whether it's on the internet to find out more information about it, whether you're speaking to those persons who have that specialized knowledge. And especially one of the things she touched on, she didn't name it, but I want to name it, is because one of the things she talked about was the stress in failure. And one of the things I would advise us all, whether it's in business, or you work on a job, or you have just a really great idea about a service or a product, failure has been sorely underrated. I think part of the greatest success has to do with failure, because once you know what does not work, then you can move forward into, okay, if that doesn't work, what does work? The practice of failure is used constantly in our lives. In our everyday lives, one of the greatest things about medicine, they call it practice. If you notice, they say they're medical practice, and that's because they are practicing. And so what the doctor does is, in essence, is he rules out, okay, we know that this is not what's wrong with you, let's try this. And so that's exactly what I heard special Rob when she talked to us about sales. Some of the things I wanted to mention was about leadership, because another thing I did hear her talk about this morning was a servant leader and how sometimes we have these leadership abilities, but we learn how to serve first. And that is so very important. A leader cannot be an effective leader unless he knows how to serve. One of the greatest things I learned as a servant leader is being an honor bearer.
Yes, ma'am.
Learning how to follow directions, carry it through, not think about it, just do. Because sometimes with the gifted leadership that we are mandated to follow, what we learn is that that expert has already done the research. And sometimes they just need somebody who supports the dream, who can carry the book, carry the bag, tote the coat, whatever it is. They need to know that they're going to have support. Now, that's not to say that you're going to be a servant leader and let your leadership just kind of run amok. You're going to say, yeah, it's a warning sign up there. There's a hole up above the road. you will make those types of comments. But sometimes we kind of need to sit back and let leadership do what it does. I love the way the author, Napoleon Hill, does point out the leadership skills, the attributes of a leader. And some of the greater ones that stand out for me is self-control, a keen sense of justice. Special talks about the definiteness of decision-making. Once you lock into what you believe to be the right decision, your follow-through is so very important. And sometimes, even when we are placed in a position of fear, we just have to walk it out. And there is nothing wrong with moving through it, even though you're afraid. There's nothing wrong with that. So many leaders have locked in on that fear factor and actually use it as adrenaline to kind of push them through. So when you realize, okay, you're afraid, okay, yes, but there is good fear. And there is a way to use the power of fear to kind of move you forward. And so the author makes it a point to point that out in organized planning. He also talks a lot about the willingness to assume full responsibility. Now, this is one of those where sometimes we may falls on your head. Your child guy doesn't get it right. Guess what? It falls on your head. So as women in construction, and I just speak about this often because there's so many of us around now, we have to be reasonable and we have to be able to accept full responsibility when it goes right as well as when it goes wrong. And so all of these are parts of organized planning. And they work so very well. It's like you said, when you plan your work and when you work your plan. I love it when a plan comes together. Thank you, Jada.
Right. And I know Robin has some comments that she would like to add on that planning, the sale of service, and the different attributes of leadership.
Hi, Ms. Jada?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I did want to chime in and address this comment to Special because procrastination is something that I've many times. For me, this is my third read of the book, and it's until maybe a couple of months ago I was able to combat my procrastination. One of the reasons why procrastination dwelled was because of how I felt about myself. Once I lifted my self-esteem, then I was able to get really focused on what it is that I wanted. And there's a saying, they say that when procrastination is present, a solid plan is absent. So if you have a plan that's a detailed plan, there's moving parts that's needed in order to carry out that plan. Anything else, any other ideas, any laziness, procrastination does not have its place because now you have a day-to-day, minute-to-minute plan in order to carry out your goals. So I just be encouraged. Procrastination, it will soon pass. And also as it relates to the leadership qualities, one thing that I appreciate when reading this chapter is to know that in order to be a great leader, you have to be a great follower. So there's a lot of things that's learned in that following process. And once again, when you gather that with the 12 principles, success is there. So just stay encouraged, Special.
Amen to that note. Say amen on that note.
Okay, somebody wants.
And I wasn't trying to cut you off, Robin. I do apologize for that. I was just agreeing that because that was a very powerful statement that you just said, and I want our listeners, our audience members, to really pick up on that. I've said it. You just reiterated to be a great leader, one must be a great follower.
Okay,
and that's so
that
powerful
just,
there.
Okay, the quote that I just said was, "When procrastination is present, a solid plan is absent." So you can't; those two things can't dwell.
in the same house. It has to be really one or the other.
Yes, ma'am. And just to pick up and piggyback off of that quote that you just read, as, you know, working through the beginning principles and the steps towards your thinking, grow rich growth, you know, Napoleon Hill had us write down our plan, write down your goal. And I may have expressed this before for the new callers or new listeners. I shared my plan before and said that I really worked my plan. And he also has us to read our confirmations, our affirmations in the morning when you wake up and at night before you go to bed. And, you know, you can think about your plan throughout your day as how you are taking the necessary steps throughout your day to work your plan. And one of my things was he asked, what are you going to sacrifice to make sure that you're successful with your plan? And my sacrifice, one of them was sleep. So that's the way I try to protect myself from myself with the procrastination. And I've also shared, you know, I'm up at 5 a.m. in the morning now, thanks to Ms. Ann McNeil. I thought I was an early bird at 7. She quickly reminded me. So there's no room. This is not the season for procrastination if you're true to working your plan towards your thinking grow rich. Whatever your thinking grow rich may be. Again, we'd like to remind the callers and the audience members to dial in, speak with us. If you're on the line, please feel free to press 1. You can always call in at 661-554-9219 and press 1 on the phone. We're eager to have an open dialogue conversation with you this morning on the crystallization of your desire, your idea, your thoughts into plans, into action. So, Ms. Carol, I know that you had started speaking on the different attributes of a leader with the keen sense of justice and self-control and the defiantness of a plan. What about the pleasing personality and the ability to be able to work well with others and the willingness to assume responsibilities? You know, with one wanting to be a leader comes great responsibility and expectations. And it also ties in with the preface before. You know, a leader may be entitled to being the one that is paid, whereas the follower, he really can't maybe expect to be paid, but sometimes a lot of followers want to go ahead and be paid. How would you, what do you have to add with that conversation piece you opened up about the attributes of a leader?
I'm glad to hear that you made those comments. You know, some of these, some of the major attributes of leadership that Napoleon Hill talks about in The Think and Grow Rich, and this is chapter 7 for some of us, and it could be chapter 6 for others, but what he talks about in these attributes, some of these leadership character traits I really had to work hard on. I really had to work hard. My basic personality type is I'm just a quiet person. And so what I had to learn to do and what I have to practice is how, number one, to work a room full of people. As the owner of my company, I know that the only way my company is going to get business, be able to do business in the marketplace, is I have to market it. I have to push because I may be the face of the company, and so it's important that I push myself to get out there. And for me, that was a learned skill. Probably the best place I would find myself in a room in a quiet place. And so what I had to learn to do was to push myself and be willing to grow. I had to latch on to somebody who had a complete opposite personality type, who was outgoing, who could make a conversation from anything, who could be the life of a party without extremes, and I had to be able and willing to follow their lead, pick up on some of the habits that they had that I believe would work for me. And so what I'm saying basically is that even if not all of the 11 attributes of a leader, a part of who you are, you can learn and learn to become great leaders with some of the same attributes. And so don't give up. Don't give up is that bottom line. The negotiating part, some of these came very easy for me, the negotiating and working in cooperation, the ability to demonstrate fairness, those came easy for me. But I tell you what, one of the greatest secrets to my greater success has been that attribute that says go the extra mile. In the book, he does term it as the habit of doing more than you're going to get paid for. And because I have a greater understanding of who I am, which says that I may not get in money or monetary value for what I do for you, but somehow, some way, I'm going to get the break I need because I do go the extra mile. And lots of times, here's what I understand is there are lots of people who do exactly what I do, and we all do it at a different skill set or a different level. But I know that when I go the extra mile, that's going to make a difference to some client, to some person who is looking for a service. And that's what's going to make me stand out in a crowd. It's when I go the extra mile. So I'm letting you guys in on a really great secret. This is one secret that has really pushed me to the top. And I promise you, if you exercise this attribute, you are going to go far in life. It is going the extra mile. So, Jada, in special, you, Robin, what are some of your attributes that you use that put your company or yourself on top? Tell us about them.
What would draw someone? Okay. All righty. I would answer that question by saying, first of all, I'm knowledgeable of what I do. And also, it would be my work ethic. If it's something that I am really, really passionate and adamant about, I go all in. And I think that my determination to help people really shines through my personality. And also, I am that person who goes above and beyond just to, you know, make sure everybody's okay. And, again, I'm a person, I'm a servant. That's what I do. I help people. So, again, all of those things, they do show up in my personality. So that's what makes me a great candidate from any other service like mine.
I love it. Jada, how about you?
I'm Carol. Carol, could you repeat that question for me, please? I'm sorry.
Yes. I was just basically asking, is there anything from the 11 attributes of a leadership that just kind of jump off the page at you that reminds you so much of yourself?
I would say the way I think. I just think differently. I know I think differently from other people. So I feel like that is what, yeah.
Okay. It's special.
Hello.
Hi. What are any attributes that you may want to refine?
I would have to say that I would have to actually, not to copy Robin, but I would have to say the determination. I work very well under pressure. So
So when I'm very pressured and I feel like I have to, like, really, really get done, like, now, like, it's very, like, a severe type of situation, then that's when my determination kicks in, and then that's when I just really just have, like, my mind is just focused on that one thing and just getting it done. I would like to thank everybody for calling in on this show today, and I hope that you guys enjoyed it, and we will be back here at the same time next week, Saturday, with new topics to keep you all interested and just to continue to uplift each other, and thank you for joining our call today.
Again, it's always a pleasure speaking with Special Butler, Carol Ransom, Robin Donaldson, and myself. Same time, same place, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on Think and Grow Rich. It was a pleasure speaking with you ladies and listeners and callers that called in on organization and planning and turning your thoughts and desires into action.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Masterminders.
Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.